Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astromind 2012. I am here with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian. We want to welcome all our callers and listeners to our show tonight, and we're looking forward to a great night. And what's going to be the talk for tonight, Adrian?
Well, our talk for tonight is I would like to talk about different novels and different books. And one of the books that I was looking at that caught my eye today that my friend bought me is called the, and I know everything happens for a reason, is it's called Twisted Metal. And he said that a lot of the information that he's gathered from things that we've discussed before, and in his mind, he believed that some of these characters were real, but this one, I guess he said that to read this book because this talks about different alien races and different lifestyles of aliens and how they see the world in us differently and how we see in them. This might be a fantasy book, Roy, but it's based on true events, people that have lived their lives to see these kind of terrestrial beings. And I guess that, and I'm kind of getting that, even the people that wrote books, I'm kind of getting that maybe they added a little bit in there to make a story out of it. But how do we know if that story is fiction or if it's real? And that's the whole thing is, you know, we, even as hypnotists, me and you, we say to ourselves what is real and what is imagined. You know, and if we could sit down with 5 minutes of people or we can shake people's hands and put them in a trance. I think that when you're reading, it's almost like it just takes you there into that dimension in that book. And I feel every book has a different message and a different, like Chris says, information through the book. And you can learn a lot of that information. And what is your feelings on that, Roy?
Well, we know that books, you know, when you really get into, you know, reading a book, you know, you're actually going into a trance.
Mm-hmm.
So your mind is expanding and you start getting visualizations of what the author has to say in the book or, you know, different experiences that the author had or, you know, to have a better understanding of, you know, who the characters are that are in the book. And I think it's great because in a lot of ways, you know, what has Hollywood done with its movies, you know, and that's
mm-hmm.
to let your mind just sort of expand and go off, you know, into different realities. So, you know,
uh-huh.
books are great, and I think it's wonderful, you know, getting all this information. And what do you feel about that, Agent?
Well, I think it is because you can learn a lot from a book and just from a story because in your mind you're playing out those scenes, playing out those roles, and whatever it is. It's just like when the book came out, The Neverending Story. And when that book came out, it became very popular, and then when it became very popular, they made the old movie of The Neverending Story. And I don't know if you remember correctly that there was a necklace that he was carrying on Neverending Story Part 2, which was called Orum, and this necklace was able to make wishes, and he would wish upon the Orum, and every time he'd make a wish, he would lose a memory. So I feel like everything has its own symbolism in it, in the movie, and also has different messages, like you said, even with books. Just like when they made I know that it's biblical, but they made the biblical movie, I was thinking about it today, where with one of the prophets when he went to the Promised Land, and he had what they called the Liahona. And I went over to the Deseret Book, and I was talking to my friend Stasel about that a couple of days ago about the Liahona. And I said, I wonder where I can find that at, and the compass. And I went over to the Deseret Book, and I found the Liahona, and it just appeared right in front of me. And I never seen it there before when I went there. So it's very interesting that it would reveal itself to me. So what do you get from that?
You know, and that's interesting because, you know, why do we learn about, you know, different, you know, ideas, different things, you know, different, you know, sources? You know, I think a lot of it has to do with our spirit guides. They're helping us to, you know, gather this information. And it's all about, you know, getting knowledge, getting as much research, you know, as much knowledge as that we can get, you know. I think this is where, you know, 2012 is all about, is gathering all this information.
So would you say a lot of this information, even when it comes to from people's childhood, like these fantasy books, like these astral terrestrial beings, or, you know, like these alien beings, I guess they're made out of metal, and they're also androids, the metal, and a different alien race, and I guess they live on Saturn. As they see us as humans, they see us as aliens on the planet Earth, and they don't eat the way we do. They don't function the way they do, but they see us as aliens, and we see them as aliens. So what feeling do you get from that?
Well, we know that, you know, there's other planets with different beings. I mean, how can we think that, you know, Earth is the only, you know, planet that has, you know, living beings on it, where, you know, the universe is unlimited. And there's, you know, thousands of other planets, you know, other beings, you know, a lot more intelligent than we are, because a lot of, you know, the things that we do here, we repeat a lot of history, and we make a lot of the same mistakes that we did in the past. The main thing
that's pretty amazing, Roy. That we have all these different beings on other planets, and we know that we're not alone in the universe.
Yeah. The main thing is to, you know, gather as much information, you know, that we can about them, and be open, you know, to what other information that's being brought, you know, from these beings or from people who've made contact with these beings or whatever.
And it's interesting, I guess, that these beings that have been reading down in this book, they contact you through electronics and magnetic airwaves and energy fields. And what do you get from that?
You know, we've seen, you know, sometimes you'll see, and, you know, and I've seen it and you've heard it, you know, on the telephone, you'll hear weird sounds or like somebody's trying to communicate with you, or you might even see it on your TV screen where a lot of symbols or a lot of numerology, you know, different numbers and stuff that come up on your screen.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it is they're trying to communicate with us.
Like, this is the name of one of the aliens, and I'll just tell you from the book. One is Takba. He is the head of the astral terrestrial beings of this alien race that is the southern coast of Shavu.
Hmm.
And I guess this is a different alien race, and this one, they're made out of steel.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no organs, no hearts. And I guess that that's their body. That's their body that they live on, and they live off steel, I guess, and metal.
Wow.
I've never heard of an alien race like that.
No, I mean, there's thousands, I'm sure, you know, or even millions of different races that we don't even know about, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people think, you know, that it's all fantasy, you know, all made up.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other races.
There's no other races, and there's
you know, people, you know, not unless they could see it and witness it and talk to them, and, you know, that's the only way that they're convinced. But I believe that, you know, we have to be open to all possibilities.
And I agree. And I think tonight maybe we ought to do some soul collages, because I'm kind of feeling it tonight.
Yeah.
And did you want to kind of explain to our audience what a soul collage is?
Well, what a soul collage is you know, a lot of people know what collages are, and that's, you know, putting pictures together, you know, into one picture, and each picture would represent, you know, something that would be important to them, you know, as they were making this collage. Well, a soul collage works in the same way, but these collages that people are gathering out of magazines, they're cutting out pictures and putting it in a frame. These are your archetypes that are communicating with you and opening up your mind to different messages, and it's great, you know, the way it works. Because,
it is. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think the art and the scene and the, you know, if you can get like a printer at your home, you can make your own soap cloths and your own tarot cards, more power to you, because the more you collect these archetypes, they'll really, really affect and help your life. I mean, it's helps. It's broken so many barriers in my mind that I think it just goes a long ways, what the mind can do.
That is so interesting. And
I mean, as a good example, you look at Chris Angel.
Yeah.
He calls himself the mind freak. Well, look at the amazing things that he can do with his mind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a professional at what he does.
I mean, he set himself on fire right in front of an audience.
Yeah.
And
I mean, whether it be an illusion or whatever, but he's good at what he does.
He is. And half of the things he does is not an illusion, like the voodoo doll, the fire. That was real fire. And then the levitation, that wasn't illusion. That was real. He was using his own energy, mind power, to lift himself off the ground.
Right.
And when you become grounded, you can do things like that.
Oh, yeah. He's
and
been
it's all by the power of the mind.
He's been caught a lot by somebody that was able to do this, I'm sure. He was caught by the best, you know.
I'm sure it cost you millions of dollars to learn something like that.
Yeah.
And it looks like, Roy, we have a number calling in from the 801 area. Looks like it's from our area. So let's go ahead and click on that. 801, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Monica?
Yeah, this is Monica.
Welcome on the air, Monica. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good. Is there a question that you have for me and Roy tonight?
Yeah, I have a question about, like, you guys were talking about the beans.
Yeah,
I
this
a question
book
about
that I
that.
Have, it's called Twisted Metal, and it talks about different alien races and beings on different planets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a question you had about that?
Just what it is.
Well, what it is this guy came out with this book, and he was a Christian, and he came out with an author of things that he experienced in his dreams. He had a dream one night, and he wrote down, well, he typed up everything that he dreamed about, but it was real to him in his mind. And He prayed about it, and there was different astral terrestrial beings, which he thought were angels, but they weren't angels. They were actually...
Mm-hmm. You there?
Yeah, hello.
Hello? Hello?